The third quarter ended on a dismal note, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 18% and companies lowering their expectations. Some analysts say it can't go much lower, but others say it can, NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
Stocks ended a brutal September with a sell-off on Monday that has made this the biggest quarterly decline for the S&P 500 and the blue-chip Dow since 1987. Meanwhile, analysts have been busy slashing profit estimates as corporations lower their own expectations. Earnings are now expected to rise 7.3% for this past quarter, down from July's expectations of a 16% increase. Brett Gallagher, head of U.S. equities at Julius Baer Investment Management, believes the market hasn't hit rock bottom just yet. In fact, he thinks it's likely to fall another 25 to 30%.
Even with the dramatic falls we've had, the last 10 years have still been very much a bull market, and we really haven't corrected from that. We still have a little bit further to go.
Gallagher says many companies are still adjusting their standards for calculating earnings in the wake of this year's corporate scandals. Some are still readjusting bloated numbers on their books. Other analysts have a more positive outlook. Bill Fries, a portfolio manager at Thornburg Value Fund, isn't exactly wearing rose-colored glasses, but says there is reason to hope.
If the optimistic scenario that we have a normal Christmas rather than a disappointing one, if that transpires, I think we probably will find that we have already seen the market bottom.
But right now, investors should probably hope their Christmas presents have more to offer than their stock portfolios. Reports this summer showed Americans' incomes grew faster than their spending, possibly reflecting unease about the future. And Thornburg admits there may be many factors that are making consumers nervous.
We have had continuous anxiety about Iraq and whether we're going to be going into military action there. That doesn't do a whole lot for consumers.
And then there are the continued layoffs. Telephone titan SBC recently announced it would cut 11,000 workers, highlighting the already dire straits in which most of the phone companies find themselves. And the spiraling market hit Fidelity Investments, which announced yesterday it's laying off nearly 1,700 employees. So for now, the mood among consumers and on Wall Street remains pretty grim. Laura Seidel, NPR News.